What's the source of wisdom? How can you live a more conscious life? Sometimes it's the questions that bring you your own quantum leaps. Wisdom Talk Radio brings you conversations with visionary thinkers, business mentors, and provocative authors and teachers, along with resources that point the way for you to claim your potential in service to the world. Join Laurie Seymour at Wisdom Talk Radio for explorations in conscious living. Subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or find us at Wisdom Talk Radio on Facebook.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sensitivity Doctor podcast. My name is Dr. Amelia Kelly, and I am your host and fellow highly sensitive person. This is a place not just for the highly sensitive person, because when we really think about it, we all come to life with sensitivities, whether it be from experiences of trauma, whether it be from being overwhelmed and stressed, or whether it be from different forms of neurodiversity. This is a place where we can all explore and learn together. So where did this podcast come from? I am a trauma-informed therapist. I've been working for nearly 20 years now and have had the honor of sitting with so many different people through walks of life. And one of the things that I really identified is that a big aspect of mental health is empowerment and self-empowerment. I, as a therapist, should never be the gatekeeper of information. We all together, collectively, are a better world and a better community when we all know the things that help us take care of ourselves. I may be so bold as to say this as well. When we consider that nearly one third of the world's population, that's right, if you look in a room and there's 10 people, at least three of them are considered highly sensitive, according to research. That's a lot of people, billions of people. Up until this point, I think it's kind of been seen as a bit of an outlier, or maybe even this elite group of people that are considered highly sensitive. But that is not at all the case. We all, as I was saying earlier, have different forms of sensitivity. As you and I learn together from the different experts on this podcast, I believe that you will become more equipped to ask for what you want, when you need it, and how you need it. We're also going to unpack the myths around sensitivity. The fact of the matter is that highly sensitive people and people with sensitivities due to whether it be trauma or mental health or traumatic brain injury or neurodiversity, we're not coming to the table just more emotional. It's just that the world around us can feel like a lot sometimes. And I'm going to help you figure out how to manage that. Do you ever feel like sometimes the world can be too much? That's another thing that we really want to consider. Having a space like this where you can come and figure out, how do I handle compassion fatigue? How do I deal with empathy overload? How do I set a boundary? These are all things that I'm going to be discussing with my guests and with you in mind. I'm really excited for some of the episodes coming up this winter. We are going to have thought leaders, authors, healers, so many wonderful guests coming to tell you about the things that they are most passionate about. We're going to be talking with Justin Gillespie, the ADHD therapist, on how to stop overthinking. We've got Amanda Robbins on talking about how to help our highly sensitive children, especially during high peak times of stress like the holidays. We've got people coming on to talk about regulating our nervous system from the Polyvagal Institute, and the list goes on. Around the holiday of Valentine's Day, when dating and breakups can feel a little tough, I've got an expert coming to talk to us about how to handle a breakup and how it can be a little bit different for highly sensitive people. This is a community. This is a place for us all to discover together. So I highly encourage you reaching out. You can go to my website at ameliakelly.com, or you can drop me some comments on YouTube or in the links to the episodes. If there's something you want to know about, I want to know about it. On this podcast, there will be no question left unasked. That is one of the things I absolutely love about this space. And it doesn't stop there. This is also a place where we're going to have some fun. We definitely don't want to take things too serious. Always, always will I be making recommendations based on empirical support. I'm a bit of a science nerd. I love research. But I want it to be in a way that makes sense and is easily accessible to everyone. That's why I'm going to make sure, if I have guests on who are going in a deep dive somewhere and I have any thought that we need to kind of lay it out a little bit, I'm going to ask those questions. I'm going to make it something that each and every one of us can understand and access. Something else that I think you're all going to walk away with is an understanding that sensitivity is a power. And when you are empowered by it, you can do amazing things. And on top of that, I hope you know that I will be sharing some of my own experiences. So you'll learn a bit about high sensitivity in a way that it affected my life and some of my clients and a lot of the people that I've encountered. So you're going to learn from actual people who have experienced some of these things, like sensory overload and different things in life where empathy can feel too much. So if you want to learn more about your potential sensitivities, how to feel empowered, and how to ask for what you want and set boundaries for yourself, I really hope you'll join me on this journey. I can't wait to get to know you all, and feel free again, reach out anytime and tell me what you want to learn about, because this is a place where no question will be left unasked. I can't wait for you to join me, have some fun, and be part of the Sensitivity Doctor community. Be well, everyone.